book of Isaiah, in which book we have been considering for a number of weeks now. We will be in it a total, if God will, 7 weeks, several yet to come. But we have been considering this chapter in which the Messiah, the shepherd, is announced, even by God himself. We have been considering the subtitle, what I would subtitle this chapter as, the glorious truths of the Messiah's advent. And we have been enriched so far in our consideration of this passage, and likewise this morning. The Messiah being introduced here is being introduced by God himself, and the first message given is a comfort, a message of comfort, the comfort of peace. And that being peace between God himself, even in one of the hymns that we sang this morning, that it is God that enacted this peace treaty. It is God that has brought about peace, true and lasting peace, between a holy God and a sinful people. The herald's announcement follows in verses 3 through 5, which is a preparation for glory. Glory itself of a kind that points specifically to salvation. The only way to ready oneself for that glory is through preparation, and the specific preparation that is mentioned there is the preparation of repentance. They're pointing specifically to the ministry of John the Baptist, which really is what opens this entire chapter, this entire passage, up to really a consideration, an interpretation that is only legitimate in light of the Lord Jesus Christ. We see that then the angel, or perhaps God himself, begins to declare a series of messages. Four in number. The first message is actually a two-part, the first of which is the eternality of God's word and the fleeting nature of mankind, there in verses 6 through 8. And then, only then, does God announce the shepherd. The shepherd that would come, the Messiah that had long been promised, but it was a Messiah whose nature the people were not prepared for. They were not ready for a Messiah of this kind. We saw that the Messiah was declared to be God himself, that this God would take on human flesh. We would see in the Gospels those truths unfold, that here is your God. The Messiah was not only God, but he was mighty, almighty God. He was not only mighty and God, but he was to be the judge. That Christ in coming would come as ultimately a judge. But he also came, as verse 11 says, he would come as a shepherd, one who would care tenderly for his flock. We have so far considered the glorious truths of the Messiah. But there is one more message. It's the second of four messages that tells us about the God of peace, beginning in verse 12, if God's people would pick it up there with me. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and marked off the heavens by the span, and calculated the dust of the earth by the measure, and weighed the mountains in a balance, and the hills in a pair of scales? Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or as his counselor has informed him? With whom did he consult, and who gave him understanding, and who taught him in the path of justice, taught him knowledge, and informed him of the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are like a drop from a bucket, and regarded as a speck of dust on the scales. Behold, he lifts up the islands like fine dust. Even Lebanon is not enough to burn, nor its beasts enough for a burnt offering. All the nations are as nothing before him. They are regarded by him as less than nothing and meaningless. We've begun to consider the announcement of the Messiah. But the obvious question that flows out of the verses that we've considered is, what must this God be like that has planned this plan of redemption, that has conceived this comfort that only he could give, that has demanded this repentance that only he could demand because of his holiness, that has so spoken these things that they literally are his eternal message to humanity? But the most astounding piece of the puzzle is this Messiah. This Messiah, what must God be like if he has dispatched so great a Messiah? God has sought to comfort us. God has desired from us a thorough heart readiness, as nothing less than repentance can provide. God is the one who has sent so perfect a Savior, full of deity, mighty God, the judge and shepherd. What must this God be like who would seek to redeem mankind by this Messiah? And that's what these verses before us this morning point out. They seem to some odd or perhaps misplaced. We would spend more time talking about the Messiah. We should spend more time considering what is repentance. We certainly would hear more of this comfort that God promises. And perhaps if we were writing the 40th chapter of Isaiah, we would spend much less time on this section and much more time on perhaps some of the others. But God has included these words. God, by his Spirit, provided these words because God wanted us to know what he was like. And God wants us to know what he is like, not just in these verses of Isaiah 40, but any time God imparts any information about himself, it is so that we might more perfectly worship him. God wants to be worshipped. God demands to be worshipped. But he demands to be worshipped as he is and not as an idol. Not as some idea that we've cooked up in our head. God demands to be worshipped as he is. And anytime God imparts a description about himself, information about himself, revelation about himself, he does so that our worship might be perfected. A.W. Tozer, years ago, hit the nail on the head when he said, "The history of mankind will show that no people has ever risen above its religion. And man's spiritual history will positively demonstrate that no religion has ever been greater than its idea of God." Stay with me. Listen to what he says. "Worship is pure or base as the worshiper entertains high or low thoughts of God. In other words, if you think of God as puny, if you think of God in some less than perfect way, that's exactly where your worship will be." He goes on and he says, "For this reason, the gravest question before the church is always God himself. We must be about theology. We must be about knowing God and what he is like, not from what we conceive him to be, not from what we wish him to be, not from those elements that we learn about that we like, but about God in his totality, as he's declared in his word," and Tozer completes it. When he says, "The most portentous fact about any man is not what he at any given time may say or do, but what he in his deep heart conceives God to be like." And that is Isaiah's goal here. He wants to tell us about God. And he gives us a threefold description of God so that our worship here in this Christmas season, and not just during the Christmas season, not just in consideration of the Messiah, but that our worship might be perfected unto eternity. What the prophet gives here is a description of what kind of God. What kind of God has sent a Redeemer? What kind of a God has sent a Messiah of such a nature, which has been prophetically announced, 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 announced, been prophetically 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 announced,
been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been prophetically announced, been pr
been prophetically announced, 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 been prophetically announced. 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 prophetically announced. It's been 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 prophetically announced. prophetically announced, been 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 prophetically announced, prophetically announced. It's been 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 prophetically announced.